everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Superior Video Livestock Auction proudly presenting the Bighorn Classic Tuesday through Friday, August 22nd through 25th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com from Sheridan, Wyoming. They'll be offering 165,000 head of cattle over the 4 days. You can check out the catalog at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information about this year's Bighorn Classic at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Be a part of the 2017 Blessings of the Field, Saturday, August 26, 7 p.m. at White Dog Hill Restaurant in Clinton. Alumni of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program are hosting an evening of fabulous cuisine as they raise money for the Leadership Development Program. Chef Jacqueline Davies Thunderbolt is preparing a fabulous menu that'll take you around the world, and you can try it all. Tickets and more information are available at agleadershipok.org under Events and Opportunities. Blessings of the Field, August 26, White Dog Hill Restaurant in Clinton.
All right, welcome back. Livestock futures traded mostly lower today despite buyers stepping into the cattle complex early in the session. Strong underlying pressure, though, redeveloped in hog trade today despite firming pork values on the morning report. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. September corn futures about 3 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 9 points higher while the NASDAQ is down 6 points. Live cattle futures today turned lower once again after trading in a moderately mixed range throughout the day. August live cattle futures focused on the bearish tone seen in nearby feeder cattle trade with losses of 52 cents per hundredweight. Even though moderate losses, though, continued to hold midday, the ability for buyers to actively step into the complex throughout the day helped to put focus on the potential of market stability throughout the week. In feeder cattle, mixed trade today continued to be seen in feeder cattle futures as trade bounced higher and lower throughout the day. Most activity was focused on the defensive tone of the market, with nearby contracts holding moderate to strong losses through much of the day. August through November futures held triple-digit losses, while the rest of the complex was mixed in a narrow range. The back and forth seen in the market today created some additional concerns throughout all of trade, which focused on the inability for traders to draw additional market activity back into the complex. Meanwhile, grain futures were lower across the board today, pressured by fierce competition for exports and rain on the radar. Corn prices were down today after taking December futures to their lowest level in nearly a year. Choppy trade ground lower after it failed to turn higher early in the session. Soybeans were also lower today and kept November futures to an inside day after futures opened down and never got back to Friday's close. Finally, wheat prices were lower at all three markets today, while winter wheat futures, though, held Friday's contract lows. Minneapolis again gave more ground after it broke below a small uptrend to trend the week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.